Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs? You know what to do. Call 414-355-3732.
Will White here with Nexus Pest Solutions. And we're going to start this new blog called Questions We're Asked When We're Out in the Field During Our Day-to-Day Work. And one of the biggest questions that we're getting right now is, are stink bugs in Wisconsin? Well, short answer, yes. And what I want to do today is give you 5 tips plus a bonus how to reduce, you know, stink bug populations around your house before you need to call us. So, number one, seal off entry points. So what that means is you go around the house, look for any cracks and crevices around the house in the foundation, window sills, attic line, the gutter line, because stink bugs can enter through those areas. Number two, make sure you check the window screening, the door sills, jams. If you have an opening up underneath these areas, stink bugs, it's an open door policy, they can get in. Number three, with the days and times that we're living in, you want to check all your packages that have been delivered, you know, during the day. You know, more than likely they set out on the porch all day long, and you come home after a long day's work, pick them up, bring them in the house. You could be transferring stink bugs into your home. Number four, this is one we never think about because it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. You want to make sure that your attic has great ventilation as well as the garage. The ventilation is proper. Now, that might be something that you need to have a roofer look at, because stink bugs and overwintering pests, a lot of times that's where they tend to overwinter. And if the ventilation is keeping that air dry, you know, these overwintering pests, one of the things that all insects must live on is moisture. They must have a degree of moisture. But if we're properly ventilating those areas, what it is doing is deterring pests from wanting to overwinter in those areas. Number five, shrubbery, firewood, properly landscaping. You know, it's kind of a few different topics there, but all tend to be very closely related. You know, firewood, you know, if you have a wood burning fireplace, you know, whether it's inside or outside, you want to have that at least 20 feet away from the house and 5 inches off the ground. You never really want the wood to be sitting on, stacked up on the ground. You want to get that up off the ground at least 5 inches and 20 feet away. Branches, shrubbery, bushes around the house, everything should be trimmed off the house. If you have a branch that's touching the house, you want to clip, you know, make sure that that's trimmed off the house. When you have the shrubbery, you know, reason is when you have the shrubbery and it's touching the home, that can create a bridge that allows, you know, insects, bugs, stink bugs to have access to your home, bypassing the treatment altogether. So you want to trim those things back, because any crawling insect, you want them to walk up the side of the house. So therefore, they're walking through any treatment that has been performed around the perimeter of the house. And number five is a bonus. So if you have stink bugs, don't squish them. They got their name for a reason. They're stink bugs. So if you do squish them, they will release, you know, a pheromone that you can taste as well as smell. So if you have them in the house, what you want to do is vacuum them up, you know, vacuum up the stink bugs. And that's going to go a long ways to reducing the odor population. And when you do vacuum them up, you want to remove that bag from the vacuum cleaner and get it out the house. You don't want them sitting around inside the house. And one that I forgot, and I apologize, I said 5 and I gave a bonus 1. But you're going to get another bonus, because this one is important, is lighting, you know, lighting around the house. You know, these stink bugs, they are attracted to the lighting. So if you have a lot of windows and you have your blinds open at night with the lights on, stink bugs are going to migrate toward, you know, your home that way. And the thing about it is, once they find suitable conditions, you know, conditions that fare well to them, they release a pheromone that attracts more stink bugs. So that's one of the reasons why some homes have a bigger problem than your neighbor. You know, so you might have a larger problem than your neighbor next door, because you have conditions on your home that are conducive to them. And they're letting all their friends know, hey, this is a place to be. Well, I hope that answers a lot of your questions. And I thank you for, you know, listening to this new podcast. But if you have any questions, or if you have a problem and, you know, all else has failed and you would like to get us to evaluate the property, we do offer a 58-point pest analysis and inspection. And all you got to do is call Nexus Pest Solutions at 414-355-3732. And one of our associates will be more than happy to assist you in any way possible. So thank you for listening to this podcast.